This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Ethiopia's government on Monday declared an immediate unilateral ceasefire in its Tigray region after nearly 8 months of deadly conflict and as hundreds of thousands of people face the world's worst famine crisis in a decade. The statement carried by state media came shortly after the Tigray interim administration, appointed by the federal government, fled the regional capital, Mekele, and called for a ceasefire on humanitarian grounds so that desperately needed aid can be delivered. The government said the ceasefire, quote, will enable farmers to till their land, aid groups to operate without any military movement around, and engage with remnants of Tigray's former ruling party who seek peace. The government also said the ceasefire is expected to last until the end of the crucial planting season in Tigray. The season's end comes in September. And Ethiopia's statement added that efforts to bring Tigray's former leaders to justice continue. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava announced Monday that 11 bodies have now been found in the wreckage of a beachside condominium building that collapsed on Thursday. Officials say 150 people are still missing as emergency workers sift through the rubble of the 12-story Champlain Towers high-rise. Workers are using rescue dogs and sonar to look for survivors. Asked why the process is going so slowly, Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Assistant Rage Adala said that searching the wreckage is not simply a matter of moving large slabs of material, but instead going through pulverized concrete. He said much of the search is conducted by hand, and every time material is moved, other material falls into its place. You can follow that story at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News.